You take a tie it around the top, and they get ready then to haul it. They just go down and reach down and pick it up like that and throw it on the wagon. Head on in.
How much corn would you raise to an acre?
Well, a good year. I got about right at 150 bushels out here. But I had it thick on the ground and I fertilized it high. Mm-hmm. I really put the fertilizer out to it. It didn't never want for nothing. Mm-hmm. Good crop year, it rained. That corn, when it come up, it just come up growing. And didn't never, I kept it fertilized high. Now I ain't done that no more since. I made some good corn out there. I didn't keep up with it. My boy of mine was going to school. He in the 11th grade. And he made like he gonna take out that in school. Come out and buy all that fertilizer to put on it. And he said he didn't want to. And I went ahead and planted the corn anyhow.
Yeah.
And I made that good corn out there. But I ain't done that since because I ain't put that much fertilizer on it. Because now, and then I didn't measure it and see what I made no more after then. I don't gather till after Christmas. I just go out there and get what I feed my hog and horse. Just go out there and pull it and feed them. Now I got to gather what's out there now, biggest of it.
How come you gotta gather
it? Well, I got to put it now in the crib.
Seems like the weather would get to it.
It won't hurt it, as long as it stand up. See, I keep up with it. If I see something down, I go pull it. As long as that air hang down the stalk like that, the first day of March, it'll be just as sound as it would when it matured.
Say when you're plowing, you know, the trench sort of that's cut by the plow, you call that the...
Fur.
Okay. When you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Middlebuster.
Well, the horse that walks in the furrow. Do you have a name for him?
Well, sure. Sometimes it be named Bob. Sometimes Prince. And a mule be named Jack. Or just most any kind of a name you could think of. Folk name stuff.
Yeah. what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Harvest it.
Okay. Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could turn to me and say, instead of saying we, you could say. Would you say you and I, or me and you, or?
Well, either one.
Which would you probably say?
Me and you.
Okay. What if it was you and some man, you'd say?
Me and you.
Or talking about the man.
Well.
Would you say me and him, or he and
I? No, that's right. I'd say one of them.
Huh?
Probably not say me and him.
Okay. You'd say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants two people to work for him, you say. He doesn't want just you or just me. He wants